Sophie, welcome to the Happy Half Hour. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here, Jamie Ivy.
It is always one of my favorite things to talk to you because you just make me happy.
Well, thanks. You make me happy.
Aw. Okay, so the Happy Half Hour is a little bit different every other Friday. It's just like a little 30-minute pick-me-up. I mean, who doesn't need that on a Friday? And it's just a lot of fun. I'll ask you some questions, but I also want to thank Prep Dish because they sponsor this Happy Half Hour. And Prep Dish needs to be the sponsor for my life is what they need to be because they just make life easier. And I'm all about things that make life easier.
Yes.
I know you like your grocery delivery service.
I'd love some grocery delivery. Did it yesterday.
I've heard about it. And Melanie was with me last Happy Half Hour, and she told me that she now has it. And so
yes, it's in San Antonio now. So, I mean, it is really, it's the height of, I don't even know what it's the height of. The height of can't be bothered.
Right?
I don't know. But bring the groceries to my door.
Could we have ever imagined 10 years ago that people were going to bring us groceries?
No, and then I could select the groceries on my phone, and then you bring me the groceries. Like the Jetsons.
And that you would want to actually, like, kiss them when they showed up. Like, you would have so much love for them.
Oh, they're your best friend.
Best friend. Okay, so Prep Dish, let me just tell you real quick about them. It's a healthy subscription-based meal planning service. And so you get an email with a grocery list and instructions. And for someone like me that needs to be told what to do in the kitchen, it's the best thing ever. And then you spend about 2 to 3 hours putting all your meals together, put them in the fridge, and then the whole week they're ready. I mean, this is like the best thing for summer too, because that's your fun. Meals are done and ready. And if you go to prepdish.com/happyhour, you can get a whole month for $4. Just to try it out. It's so fabulous. So everybody go check out Prep Dish.
Did you just say $4?
$4. I know.
Oh my goodness.
And so $4 for someone to give you a grocery list and tell you how to make it and then tell you when to eat it.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Get you a grocery delivery service. And really the only thing you have to do is show up.
Show up and like make a drink to go with it or something.
There you go.
It's just the best. The best.
That's awesome.
Okay. So Sophie, you have a new book. Before we get to our questions, I want you to tell me about it because I got it and it's just so lovely. It's everything that you are. It's so wonderful.
Well, thanks. I do have a new book. It's called Giddy Up Eunice. It's really about how women need each other across generations and about how scripture shows us, throughout scripture, it shows us the blessing of those friendships across generations. And it's really, I think, probably even more than the other two, it's kind of the message of my heart. And so, I don't know. It was fun to write. I really had a good time kind of digging in a different way. And, I'm excited about it.
I mean, this like represents part of your life, though. I mean, you really do have friendships that kind of range over different generations. So is that where this book came from?
Yeah, I think I've always had a lot of people from different ages in my life, but I never really thought about it. Mm-hmm. But then when you kind of start looking in scripture and you're like, oh, like the Lord gives us those examples of women across generations who are doing life together. And, so yeah, it is. It is very much, especially I would say how my 30s and so far my 40s have gone, to have a lot of older women, a lot of younger women in my life. Part of that is just because of my job. Mm-hmm. But it's been so good. I mean, I think it's beneficial for everybody.
I love that so much. Was this book, this will be your third book, am I correct?
Yes.
Yes. Was this one in far, okay, you've got three under your belt.
Yes.
Which one was the hardest to write?
Second one.
Home
is where my people are. I don't know. I think because in my head before I wrote it, it was about one thing. Mm. And then as I started to write it, I realized it was more about sort of my story. And I don't really like to write about myself that much, which is kind of ironic since I'm a blogger. I don't mind. I love telling stories about our life, but I don't know. It was tough in parts. And I don't really know why that was. It could have too had something to do with just sort of what was going on in real life at that time.
Yeah. That affects it way more than we think about.
It does. It was just, I was writing it at a different time of year. This most recent book and the first book, I started in the summer. And for some reason, that's just free. There's a lot of more brain space for me in the summer. And so, the second one was a little bit more of a, felt like a marathon in a way.
Well, you were on with me for episode number 54, if anyone wants to go back to listen to that. And that was in September of last year. So at that point, where was this book in its life?
This book, I probably was finished with the first section. I was heading into the second section of this book. So that's about a third of the way through.
Okay. So that's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Okay. So I'll put links up for all of your books, and especially Giddy Up Eunice. And you can go get it. I think I'm going to like have to correct myself as to when this airs, but I think when it airs, the book will be out. It comes out June 7th. So
yes,
it does. Everybody go get you a book.
Thanks, Jamie Abby.
Yes. Okay, let's jump into our questions because this is so fun and I cannot wait to hear what you have to say.
Okay.
First of all, I loved hearing you on My Little Friends, the podcast.
I love the podcast.
Don't you?
Yes. Love Knox and Jamie.
I love Knox and Jamie so much and I love what they're doing over there. So
I do too.
Loved you being over there. Okay, so what is something that you've read, watched, or heard? You can pick one or all three lately that you cannot stop telling people about.
Okay, there's a book called Jesus Outside the Lines by Scott Sauls, who's a pastor in Nashville. That, oh my goodness, like I feel like I have told everybody I know about that book, and a book called Unoffendable by Brant Hanson. Both, I think, probably were just what I needed at just the right time. So,
okay, I've heard of the other one, Unoffendable.
Unoffendable by Brant Hanson.
Tell me why you love it.
Well, I think because it sort of speaks to, I feel like, I don't know about you, but I feel like there's a lot of tension in the air these days. We've all got a lot of opinions. There's lots of lines in the sand. And it essentially says, hey, everybody, we need to chill out. We need to chill out because we're not going to be people who can have an impact for the kingdom of God if we are trying to be the one who's screaming the loudest. And so, really good.
Just chill out is what he's saying.
Essentially, I don't want to pull his message down. I don't want to oversimplify it, but essentially it's like, can we love people right where they are?
Right. Oh, so
and,
good.
And I love it. And it's funny also. Unoffendable is funny. Jesus Outside the Lines, honestly, I cried through about half of it. Because I just felt weary, I think, when I started it. And then, and I have talked way too much in terms of listening, and this is nothing new for anybody, but I have been obsessed with Hamilton for probably the better part of 8 months. So I've worn that out.
I'm going to open up, be vulnerable, and be stupid for a second, okay?
Go right ahead.
I hear people talking about this, and I don't know what this is that you're speaking of. And I know, like, I'm laying myself out there. I don't know what it is.
I love it. Hey, I didn't know what it was either. I felt like I kept hearing about it, or I'd see people on Twitter and they'd have their tickets and I'd be like, what is that? And why do you want to go to it?
What am I missing out on?
Yeah, I was working on the book actually. And, I just decided one day that I would listen to the soundtrack on Apple Music. And so I started listening to it and then I was like, oh, I think this is brilliant. I think you would love it, Jamie. It's a Broadway musical about the life of Alexander Hamilton, who was the first Treasury Secretary. And I know that sounds so compelling. Right. Just like, you're like, oh,
can't wait.
But it is, it's fantastic and it's so creative and it's brilliant. And so, anyway,
okay.
So
we've listened to that. Well, I'm going to have to check it out because yeah, I mean, hear it everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like do you have GroupMe on your phone? Are you in any GroupMe text?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm in a GroupMe just about Hamilton and all
Hamilton GroupMe. I love it.
And all we do is trade links and things about Hamilton. And a friend of mine who I work with, she and her husband actually went this past weekend and sent pictures all weekend. It made me so happy.
Okay. Well, I love it. And I'm going to find out about it. And I want to be in on the fun too. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think it's a good thing. Like, I don't know if you're like, you've got something you need to get done at home. If you're cleaning out closets or you're trying to get something organized, it's good music to put on. And then all of a sudden you realize you're all wrapped up in the story.
Okay.
It's phenomenal.
Love that. Love that. Okay. Are you watching anything these days?
You know, I'm really not watching much at all except for college baseball.
That you love it. I remember this.
Mm-hmm. So we're heading into regionals for college baseball. And so, you know, I'm a Mississippi State fan. Yep. And so that's really, I feel like this spring, that's really what I've had time for are baseball games. So I really have not been watching anything, but I want to watch season 2 of The Newsroom. That's on my list.
Okay.
And I want to watch Veep, the Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I've heard it's fabulous. I've never seen it, but I hear it's great. Yeah.
So those are the two things on my list.
You know what I love about you is, and I could be wrong, and if I am wrong, I've been loving about this you about this, and you don't even do it. But
okay, sure.
It feels like even if Mississippi State doesn't go all the way,
sure,
you're still in.
I'm all in.
That's what I love.
I'll just pick a team. So usually I have two backup teams for when Mississippi State is not doing well. LSU and Texas A&M are my two backup teams. But even if LSU and Texas A&M don't get far or as far as I would like for them to do in this whole thing, I'll pick another team.
It'll be
Cal State Fullerton or somebody just, you know, like I'll just decide I like them a whole lot.
I love it so much. Yeah,
I love, love, love college sports. And so I'll find somebody to cheer for. I love to keep up with it.
Love it. Okay. Sophie, you are a busy woman, mom, wife, job, writer, all kinds of things, podcaster. How do you recharge?
Home, pajamas, quiet. That's how I recharge.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the beach. Like sometimes I want to go somewhere. Sometimes I'm so tired. I don't want to even drive to the beach. Like I just don't. So usually it's just, if I can be home, and we can have it, like people can be here, whatever. I don't necessarily need solitude. I just like to be home.
Mm. With your people. Do you want your people? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I really like, that's funny because I was just thinking our small group from church, we're kind of splintered the next few weeks with everybody kind of going in different directions. And I thought earlier today, I thought, now this is going to be weird. Like, how am I going to keep up with everybody?
Right.
Like, how am I going to know what's going on? And so, yeah, I just like to be, I like to be home. I like to be, I like to drive to practices. I just like to be in real life a whole bunch. Yeah. I love to, I don't know. I love to go watch some like seventh graders in their plays and I don't know. Just whatever.
Just real life. What's the busiest work season for you?
Probably the spring is pretty hectic because I work a lot with seniors and that we've got, you know, they're so busy that time of year. And then fall is pretty busy because football season in the South is no joke.
Yep.
And then just all the activities at school.
Yeah.
So I would say fall and spring are probably the two most hectic. I think there's nothing like May though. I don't know that May's crazy.
That's what Melanie and I said last week when we talked. I mean, literally if we can get to the end of May, it's like you've run a marathon.
Yeah. May is insane. And I think that there's just so much stuff on the calendar and lots of spring sports are wrapping up and like Alex did lacrosse this year. And so we had that going on. Plus, I don't know, it was busy.
Yeah. And just imagine in a couple of years, Sophie, May is going to be the worst because like our baby will be graduating.
Stop it. Listen.
I know, right?
I know. And I'm so like, Alex just finished sixth grade and they had like a little promotion ceremony and it was really sweet. And I'm all about like, hey, let's move on to the next thing. Like it's going to be great. I'm not too sentimental, but I made the mistake of getting an iPhoto and looking back and oh my word, it just is a blink.
I know. It's crazy. We're heading to Colorado next week with our supper club. And I'm wondering if Jen Hatmaker, Gavin, is graduating. How's she going to be?
I texted her. I don't know how. It was maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I was like, how are you handling this? How are you dealing with this thing? Because it's real. Because I know how I feel. Like, I cried this year because my senior girls were graduating at school. And just that's such a void. Mm. I can't imagine it being my own.
Right.
I can't imagine.
I know. Oh, it's going to happen one day. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is a specific app or gadget or piece of technology that you cannot live without and why?
Can it just be my phone?
Yeah.
My phone is, especially now that I order my groceries on my phone.
Right?
I mean, come on. That's a whole thing.
So you have an app for that grocery thing and you just go on there and click what you want?
Yes. And so it becomes like you're running grocery list. But like on my phone, it's kind of like everything I love is because I have, you know, the app for my grocery stuff. Mm-hmm. Then I love Wonderlist. That app kind of helps me keep track of my brain.
Uh-huh.
I have different categories. So like when I need stuff from Costco or when I have an idea for something to write about or like I love Wonderlist. I love Notability, which is also I keep on my phone and my iPad. But I love to voice text now, which I have never really, I never got into Voxer because it was just another thing to do.
Yeah.
But I've gotten to where I love just to text on the message app on my phone and to do voice text instead of real life texting.
So it sends them your voice talking or it types it out as you say it?
No, it sends them your, like, you just make a little recording. Like, you know how when you pull open your message app, there's a little microphone over to the side. You just hold it down and talk and then you send it.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm. So my phone, it's really, it's a problem.
I know. That's how 2016. It is like everything we need is right at our fingertips.
Mm-hmm. I know, but it's, I don't know. And listen, my phone's old. I have a 5S, I think it's about 3 years old. And, but I don't want to, like, I'm scared that I won't like another one as much as this one.
Mine's older than yours, Sophie. And I was at a party this weekend and I don't let kids play with my phone cause it's not a toy. It's a phone.
Sure.
But my girlfriend, her daughter wanted to play with it. And I said, sure. I hope she throws it. Like, throw it and break it. Like, I need a new phone so bad. I've resorted to letting kids play with it in hopes that they break it.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm sane because I feel like, well, it works. Yeah, I mean,
I know.
What if something doesn't work? What if I don't like the way, what if it feels too small or too big in my hand? I like this one.
Oh, okay. What is a dream that you had for yourself when you were younger that never came true? Either you had to let it go or just life said, this isn't happening.
I think when I was younger, what I really wanted to be was an editor. I wanted to like have the red pen. I wanted to work for a magazine. And so I think in a way, I mean, maybe I do that to a certain extent just because I have to edit myself a little bit. But I think I always saw me having maybe like just a little time in my life where I lived in the big city and I worked in a skyscraper and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And that's just not how things.
It's not how things worked out.
Mm-mm, it's not. And it was not like a heartbreaking thing that it didn't. But I do always wonder as I see kids who, you know, are going to, they're doing internships in New York or they're going to college in New York, you know, or something like that, or Chicago, or wherever. I think, how would that have changed my life if I had gone away like that?
But, isn't that crazy? There's probably a Garth Brooks song about, unanswered prayers.
Yeah, something.
Something like that.
Listen, it all worked out fine, but that was probably, that was, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thing when I was in high school was
and
I wanted
to do it's like you do that. Do some of that. I mean.
Oh, yeah. It just looks, it's just
as
different.
A writer, it just looks different. Yeah.
I never thought I would be the writer, but I always wanted to be the editor.
Okay. Yeah. And they're two completely different things.
But you know what? I will say, like, right now, Melanie and I read all of each other's stuff before, as we rewrite it. Uh-huh. And so I have her new book right now. And I do kind of put on, she does not need any editing because she's hilarious and such a great writer. But I love, like, when she has a question about organization or something like that, like, I love to jump in with that. And
work through that with her.
And work through that with her. I do.
That is so helpful. It really is to have that voice because sometimes it's in your head and you can't see straight to get it where it needs to go.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of writing, I think, is trying to figure out the structure and the, well, maybe not my favorite part, but I really
love. But you do it well.
Oh, well, you're sweet. I don't know that I do it well. I just like to.
You love it.
To do the structure and the pace and the what should go where and how do we arrange it and all that kind of stuff.
So wonderful. Okay. When you think of some of your best friends in the world, what are three characteristics or a characteristic that makes them so special to you?
Loyalty is certainly one. Like I don't know. I love loyal people. I try to be a loyal person. Humor is big.
Yes.
And I think people who are safe and I don't know how to describe that. Other than just saying, like, you know that your heart is safe with those people. That's a bit, that's huge to me. And I don't know how to say what that feeling is, but I know when I don't feel it. And
that's what I was going to say. I think you know when you feel, when you don't feel like you can say something.
Yeah. And so I know when I don't feel it. So when I feel it, I'm like, oh, that's my person.
Yeah. You know what else? I always think about that when people talk about someone being safe. I always tell girls this, and like younger than myself, girls, especially like high school and stuff. I'm like, here's the deal. If Sarah's coming to you and saying, oh my gosh, Jessica told me not to tell anyone, but I'm going to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 8,000 red flags go up in my head.
8,000. She's telling your stuff to somebody else.
Exactly. I'm like, note to self, don't tell her anything.
Yes.
And I think that as adults, we need to be mindful of that as well.
for sure, we need to be mindful of that as well. And I'm always like, I'm super mindful in just real life. I mean, like, I don't know. That's something that I notice. If you're always telling me somebody else's business,
yep.
Then that maybe that's one of the things that makes me know that somebody's not necessarily, that can be a great person.
Yeah.
Maybe just not going to be like a heart friend.
Right. That's what we're going to say. We can have a lot of fun, mm-hmm, hanging out, but it's not someone that you're going to like share your heart with.
Yeah.
Because it's not safe.
Right. Love exactly. That.
Okay. What's some of the best advice you've ever received?
Golly, I think, I know I've gotten probably lots of good advice over the years, but the most recent thing probably that stuck with me is when I was really like just freaking out about some writing stuff. Somebody I love a whole lot said, "Do you believe God gave you those words?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "You trust him with it." Mm-hmm. And I have to tell myself that all the time, I think, with writing is trust him with it. Trust him with it. Trust him with it. And so that kind of made a big impact on me.
That's good. Because we sometimes can feel like we have control over what it is.
Yes.
And then get nervous. I heard someone say almost the exact same thing you just said, but insert children.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, do you think that God, you know, do you trust God with your life? Do you trust God with your kid's life? Well, then you got to let some things go. Hey, let him be in
control.
I think
he just spoke that just for me right now, honestly. Okay.
Well, there you go. Take that home. Put that in your pocket. Yep.
I will. That's so good. Yeah, because you know, you want to, I think especially with kids, you want to fix things and you don't want to see them struggle.
Yeah, because we know that hurts.
Yeah, but you know they need to struggle. Mm. Yeah. But it's hard to watch them working some stuff out for themselves. Oh.
And it's hard too as a mom, even if you're like the kind of mom that would be like, I know they need to struggle. It's hard to know when to step in and when to let them struggle.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that'll keep you up at night.
Yeah.
You know, that's just hard stuff.
It is hard.
And I don't think anyone can even tell you. Now's the time. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's so different per kid and parent and everything.
Well, and then I think the other part of that is how much of that is me wanting to control behavior. And then how much of that sometimes is like knowing that the Lord is going to work something out in them and that you can't control it.
Yeah.
So that's a whole other.
Oh, this parenting stuff, I'm telling you, it's hard.
It's hard.
It's no joke.
No joke.
Mm-hmm. Sophie, what's one thing you do that's directly tied to your success?
Oh, gosh. See, the assumption in that question is...
See, don't say it. Don't do it.
Okay, I know, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I don't necessarily think, well, you know what? I do. I think I really do love people. And so I think that, people are just infinitely fascinating to me. So I do think some affection for people has enabled me to maybe write about them and talk about them in a way that that other people can relate to. I also think I'm a listener. So I would say listening to people and just having some affection for people seems to feed the writing side of my life a little bit.
And your love for people definitely comes through in your work.
Thanks.
Definitely. So I think that is something that you can even like see as just an outsider that's just read your work, you know, and we know each other, but we don't like spend, you know, time together a lot. But I can see that just through your work that you do. So that's very great.
Hey, I see it in yours too. That's why your podcast is so great. It's because you really love people and you really are interested in their stories. And I think there's a young writer that I love. He's actually kind of more of a sports writer right now, but we got to talk for a good while a couple of months ago. And one of the first things I said to him was, "You love people." And I think that that genuine, do you hear my dog right now? Like, she's losing her mind.
It's okay. I only heard her just now. So if she's been losing her mind, I haven't heard it yet.
Well, I don't know what it says about the volume of her barking, but the door is closed and she's on the other end of the house. So some sort of deliveries happening.
Your groceries are here.
My groceries, yeah. I think that, I don't know, I think you can't serve people well if you don't love people. Mm. And so...
Yeah.
For what it's worth. There you have it.
Take that home, people. Hey, Sophie, what's a pet peeve that you have?
I don't like mouth noises.
Say it again. What?
I don't like mouth noises. I don't want to hear somebody's gum crack. I don't like that.
I will lose my mind if people are smacking.
Yeah. You and without fail, every time I get on an airplane, the person behind me is a gum cracker. Like that kind where they get it like in their back teeth,
yes,
and they make some bubbles and
pop
they
it in their mouth.
Pop it in their mouth. Oh my word. It makes me insane. Insane.
Have you seen that video going around? There's this couple, or it's a family, obviously, and they make videos. Like, that's their job. They're like,
YouTube. Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if you've, they've done several hilarious comedy videos, but there's one where she has to put headphones on, and then her husband goes in the other room and chews into the microphone.
Yes, I saw it.
You saw it? Night. Oh, my yes. gosh.
Oh, my word. I kind of had to watch it with my head turned.
No, like, through one eye with your
head. Yeah.
Yes. It really was making my skin crawl. I totally got what she was saying.
And the fact that she sat there and let her, like, that she did that.
And she could tell what he was eating. That yes. was the funniest thing.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's hilarious. Okay, I don't know if I sent you this question or not.
Okay.
What is something that you're struggling to do these days? Did I send you that question?
No, but.
Okay, I mean, like, I don't mean anything serious. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, for me, mm-hmm. I am 37. I've been doing laundry since I was probably like 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot seem to get the clothes from the washer to the dryer without washing them two or three times.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's right where I was about 2 months ago.
I mean, I just can't. Everything gets washed three times.
Yeah. I can't seem to get clothes put away right now.
Mm.
Probably because I can't seem to get my closet cleaned out right now.
Oh, so there's like something that has to happen first.
Yeah. I feel like everything, like I have not switched out or swapped out uh-huh. any kind of. So everything's in there right now, like spring's in there with winter, there's sweaters, it's kind of a wreck. And so I can't seem to really get that done. I also can't seem to, I was going to say I can't seem to keep my car clean, but I did go finally get that done last week. So that's a little bit better. But yeah, the laundry.
The laundry.
The laundry's a struggle.
It is. And I really need to get this down because I'm washing everything three times.
I know. It's ridiculous. Like
it's
you
ridiculous.
Really, you start to think like, come on, just be a grown up for,
that's
for an
exactly
hour.
Right.
Be a grown up. Just put the clothes in the dryer.
Just
and then
remember.
How about after you fold them, put them away.
Right. It's easy.
Yeah.
Well,
but
my kids in the laundry room, they each have a spot where I like put their folded laundry and then I ask them, hey, go put your clothes up. Well, I've been noticing that they just go get dressed up there in the morning. Like,
yes,
they're just.
Then there's that.
Yes. Yeah. So they're mm-hmm. not ever putting them up. They're just getting dressed in the laundry room, which
yeah.
on one hand is brilliant, you know. But on the other hand, I'm like, for the love, I
asked
you to put
them up. Well, that was really me the last few weeks of school because I always put the clean laundry in the guest room and then I supposedly will fold it there.
Yes.
But I just sort of the last few weeks of school just kind of turned that into my dressing room.
There you go.
And
you don't need to clean out your closet.
Like shoes, all the clothes were in there and we just, you know, just make it work.
Hey, you have to do whatever you can to get through those last few weeks of school.
I'm telling you, it's no joke.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Sophie, thanks for coming on the happy hour.
Jamie, thanks for having me.
So much fun.
Fun.
I can't wait for everyone to get a hold of your book.
Thank you.
Thanks for being number 9 happy half hour guest. And guys, if you missed it last Wednesday, number 97 happy hour. Can you believe that? 97 episodes?
No, that's remarkable, Jamie.
How many do you guys have? Because y'all been podcasting since podcasting started.
Well, we have 50-something that we were actually recording the 60th. We've been podcasting for like 8 years, but we are so, so sporadic because our schedules are crazy.
Oh.
And or then like we recorded one beginning of last week, I think, or maybe, and it was terrible.
So you didn't even put it out?
No, we have so many we've never put out because like I'll start to edit it and I'll text Melanie. I'll go, hey, this is a real snooze. Like Can't do it. And then I think the last one we did, Melanie's sound was doing something weird. Because Melanie's internet situation is always like, it's kind of a source of endless comedy. But her sound was off and then it was just, so I was like, eh, so we scrapped it.
Y'all came up. And then like the first year you only recorded like two.
Yeah. And then we had a year where we did one because we couldn't hold a Skype connection.
Yes.
So bad. Then she got her internet straightened out and we've been better, but it's just schedule wise, we are a train wreck.
Oh,
so
y'all are the best.
So we just sort of we do it when we can, and we're gonna try this summer to get it more organized.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, I lied. It's not number 97 that just came up, but 94. But you know, 97 okay, still, will you're be in here. The 90s, yeah, still. In the '90s.
I mean, that's.
Huge. I think I'm gonna do something fun for the 100th.
Well, you absolutely should do something fun for the 100th.
I want something to go down like you know on TV when they have their 100th episode and they have a cake.
Yes.
I mean, no one can be a part of that or see it, but right. I think I want to do something like that.
You should just be like Oprah and give everybody a car. Yes. I think that's what you should do.
That's what I would love to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you missed it on Wednesday, number 94 was with Alexander Kirkendall. Do you know who she is?
Yes.
Uh-huh, she's fabulous. We had such a great conversation. It really was a conversation that was like we met for the very first time and had coffee, and we could have talked for like 4 hours.
And y'all were BFFs.
Uh-huh, after that, yeah. So it was great. I love that. So. Okay, well, have a great summer, and thanks for joining me on the Happy Hour.
Okay, thanks, Jamie.